Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go Cats!
And James Strebel.
Hey, go Cats!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
This music is the last thing. Turn this up for a second, Jack. Yeah, this is the last thing Strebel's going to hear on his, on his cruise before he passes out at like 2:30 from drinking.
Yeah.
Maybe you stay up late, go to that, hit that casino up.
Yeah.
They have a little dance club, I'm sure,
they
there.
Got dance club, casino.
How about that?
Like five-star restaurants, the whole nine yards, man. I'm pumped.
Look at you. All right, 437-9680. Reminder, tons of things coming up. Louisville basketball postgame show, Miller Lite postgame show, live out of Wix, right there on Baxter. You know the one that's been there for years. Mm-hmm. Your boy will be there. Patty Ice will be there about 10 o'clock for the post-game show. That's going to be on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville Mac. I was looking at Chris Mack's name on here.
Mac.
I mean, man, what's going on with me? Mac. 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. We'll have Chris Mack, your calls and texts, and much more. On the Kentucky side, they play Georgia. That post-game, about 8 o'clock, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. Strebel and Entz, they got you set. Calipari, all your calls and texts on ESPN 680. 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app. Saturday, 680, we got Chiefs and Broncos, Eagles, Cowboys. Sunday, Colts game, Ravens game, Chargers, Raiders, Niners, Rams, which is a big game.
Big
Niners,
game.
Rams, one of the bigger games in the early window along with the Colts. FCS championship game, a little North Dakota State and Montana State on Saturday at 11:30 on 680. So we are absolutely locked and loaded as we get you in to the weekend. Sunday morning hangover with the fellas coming up Sunday at 10 a.m. and much more. Well, Jackie, how much do you what do you think about this mixtape? It's kind of a mash together of some stuff from last week, maybe the best stuff from last week, and some of the stuff from this week.
Oh yeah, it's a good one this week.
Okay, so you like it. You're feeling good.
He is.
All right, well, let's fire up the open and let's dive into the mixtape here on this Friday.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All righty, let's go. I missed it last week. I did. Missed it in the week before.
Review.
Yeah, we missed a lot. All right, so go. Let's go. Sound number one.
Computer.
Oh, no, the computer. Oh, no, is the computer breaking?
Uh-oh.
What a great way to end. What a great way to end the weekend. Strebel's mortified right now. I don't know what I want to have happen.
I don't either.
The terribleness of the computer breaking.
Or the mixtape.
Or the mixtape.
It's always good.
Oh, Jack's going to be so mad.
He's cussing.
All right, we're going to a backup plan. We're stalling for a minute as we wait for all 100 sounds to load on the damn Adobe Audition.
Oh, that's going to take a long time.
Jack.
Strebel, do you have one take you want to get to? Anything left over from the insurrection? Let's do this right now.
Okay.
James Strebel, go.
It was bad.
No, you didn't have to talk about the insurrection. I meant anything.
Do you have any take you want to talk about? If Severe Wheeler's out, Ty Washington's limited tomorrow, Davion Mitz at the point guard should still be able to beat Tom Crean's Georgia Bulldogs. They're awful, but it could be close in Rupp Arena.
What's the number? I'll take Georgia.
Oh, really? I don't know what the... That's a great question.
It's not a great question. It's not. It's really not.
Well, it's... Don't beat the crap out of Georgia. Even if Davion Mitz starts, they'll beat Georgia bad. Georgia's awful. They're terrible.
I'm terrified of Jack right now.
I know.
In fact, I'm happy that I can't see him.
To me, it's kind of crazy...
There he is!
...that we're at the point where...
I'm terrified.
vaccines and all this stuff, and now one positive test evidently can still cause a game to be called off. Which is nuts to me that's where we are, but apparently that's where we are. How do you tell the difference between COVID and a common cold? The symptoms.
There it is.
There's a lot of left-wing, you know, vax people that are crazy.
The thing we do on the V Show, in addition to hoops, is we talk food. And, well, you know, Antonelli, Paisan, did you celebrate Night of the Seven Fishes? This is something Pops would be asking you, I guarantee it.
I know he would, and he would already know the answer to this. I'm 100% Irish. My maiden name is Mulligan.
Doug, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on? Doug, you there? Go ahead. Doug? Louisville fan, went to Air Force. I mean, that was going to be a good...
Yeah. This is Nick, not Doug.
Oh, well, that's close. Process?
I thought he said hey, it's Doug.
They couldn't sound more different.
Nick or Doug. His name was Doug.
Doug sounds nothing like Nick.
They don't share a letter in common.
But I'm going to apologize for
Nick,
him.
Nick, go ahead.
Yes.
If the Eagles go into Arlington and beat the Cowboys, I will be insufferable. More insufferable, listeners, than usual. Go away!
Rummage is hazing and messing with the process.
And I had never met a guy that big, okay? I mean, he was 7 foot, 7'1".
No, listen, I'm ready. It is December 28th. It is the day we've all been waiting for. It is First Responders Bowl Day in the Ville, baby! Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the room. Let's go! People, Satterfield 2.0 begins today. Let's do it. Yeah. Air Force football is not good. Yes.
That kid, I mean, Nick, you know how I feel about him. I've said it 1,000 times.
With your boy, Robert Mathis.
Yes,
he's training with him.
I mean, he's been training with him for the last 4 years. How I first saw Popeye Williams was through Robert Mathis's Instagram account.
Yep.
I think that kid is going to be a superstar. It may not happen right away, but that kid has the best resources and literally the best training money can buy. I don't know how else to really, you know, explain it. And not just that, it's the fact the kid's got the goods. Like, when you look at him on film, he's very, very good. That's the type of guy you say, you know what, he's just going to be good. It's the fact the kid's got the goods. Like, when you look at him on film, he's very, very good.
I love that.
The word of the day is discipline. You're going to hear that 1,000 times on this show today. If you end the season with back-to-back embarrassing outcomes from your defense, how can you keep Brian Brown? Well, you can't. And I like the guy.
Right. Same.
And then that poop sandwich that was the Kentucky game. Like, you just can't. What are you going to do with that? Like, you got... Like, there was that, and I've said all year that was about a third of the fan base you were never going to get back after the South Carolina thing. There's that middle ground. There's that middle group that was on the fence, and the majority of those people did just the Kentucky game was a scar they're not going to be able to get over.
Yeah.
You know what? Get rid of them. Get Brom.
Oh.
Good
the
next year.
The question has to be asked. Why are you not considering making the move now? Why is that off the table? If you know you are looking at a season that even if you win 8 games, your fans might not be happy and there might not be enthusiasm for it. Why go through with it?
Well, that was my point after the Kentucky game.
Man, it sucks to be in this state. Man, it sucks to be in this state.
You guys are talking about maybe them going ahead and trying to bring Brom in or something, even though they said they were going to keep Satterfield. I mean, that would absolutely jack me up, you know, and get me interested again. But right now,
but they're not going to do it. I mean,
they're
like,
not going to do it. No, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up because it's not going
to
happen.
I don't want to get your hopes up, but to me, it would accomplish all those things. You would have energy back in the program. You would have people excited for next year.
We just keep going back and forth between hating our football coach more or hating our basketball coach more.
I know.
We really do. Like, before the game yesterday, people were pissed off at Mac more than Satterfield. Then the game happened and Satterfield. Then the game will happen tonight, and it'll be Mac again. Like, it's not going back and forth between loving our programs more right now. It's going back and forth between which coach they want to fire most. That's where we're at.
It is where we're at.
Love them up, Biscuit. It's the mixtape here on The Take on a Friday. It's ESPN 680 1057. Be safe out there and keep them coming, Jackie Poo.
I don't care if your feelings get hurt. Okay, I don't care if you have lunch with somebody on the coaching staff and you don't get to anymore. I don't care. I just want the team and the program to be good. Yeah.
It says, screw it, go Cards, go Iowa.
Yeah. I've taken a shot or two at Blankenbaker. Just one or two. But did I hear that he was physically at all 13 U of L football games this year? That's amazing. Now that
Chris Mack got on a press conference and said he hopes more people die.
Look, I'm trying to look my best. I'm trying to dress for success. We'll leave it at that. Nick, you can probably put together what I was going to say on the air, but I'm not going to.
No, I understand. Trying to get that contract. I see you.
Bleep it. I'll put it out there. I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't going to say it, but now I'm going to say it. You know what? I've lost 27 pounds. I'm trying to live my best life. Leave me alone. You know, look, I just want to put this out there. I don't know who from sales can make this happen. I would love to try Blue Chew.
Same.
Fatty Ice is just like, hey, if you want to bang somebody, like,
you're like, you want to drop bombs. I'm like, look, Locke used to get on the air and yell, if you like sex, you'll love Blue Chew.
I know, but you're just talking about dropping. I don't know if you could say it like that.
Look, in the words of Lachlan McClain, if you like sex, you'll love Blue Chew.
There you go.
There it is. I don't know what else you want me to do here. But
Patty Ice's endorsement. BlueChew.com, promo code VSHOW, first month free, $5 shipping.
Lachlan McClain was a mentor, and I'm listening to the mentor. And the mentor is telling me, look, if you like sex, you'll love Blue Chew. At 3 o'clock, if you want to keep it locked right here on ESPN 680-105.7, well, you can listen to The Take with James Strebel and Andy Sweeney.
Whoa.
You can listen to The Take with James Strebel and Andy Sweeney.
That would be Andy.
Am I going to cancel Process? Am I going to be like, well, Process is just a piece of crap for coming in?
Yeah, I do think that. No. I think.
How do you tell the difference between COVID and a common cold? The symptoms.
There it is.
We're like Clay Travis and Jason Whitlock.
This image of you guys, like the monologue.
Why would you call yourself Jason Whitlock?
No, you're Jason Whitlock.
See, you're obviously Jason Whitlock on this one.
Do you think I'm Jason Whitlock, really?
Point being, Steve, we won't be welcome.
Did Kentucky beat anybody worth a crap this year? I mean, Florida, Missouri, and Louisville suck.
Auburn got wasted by Houston.
So I would tell you, if you're not playing to the level you want to play, sprint! Just sprint! Sprint!
If Bill Self gets me a seat behind the bench,
you'll wear Kansas Jayhawk stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. I appreciate that.
You got to take care of the people.
I appreciate
take care
the
of you.
Fact that UK great Dan Issel is willing to. I know you're supporting Bill, but also spite his university and say, you're not getting me good enough seats. I am for hire. I can be bought, and I'm wearing Rock Chalk Jayhawk stuff.
Exactly. Given my past history of Kentucky and the seats that I have been able to obtain, I remember going to the Final Four in Indianapolis when Wisconsin beat us.
Yes.
I needed binoculars.
Well, you didn't call me up in Indianapolis. I could have taken care of you. Okay. I could have taken care of you.
I remember driving up to the hotel because we didn't. That's another thing. We didn't get to stay at the team hotel. We stayed at some flea bag that was halfway to Kokomo.
Who got you?
For crying out loud.
I don't want the University of Kentucky to have that kind of embarrassment, you know, because they're gonna look, if that's on TV, somebody's gonna have to answer for something, man.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. And if he sits over there with a KU t-shirt on, I am gonna rip him on Monday after the game.
Don't blame him. Blame UK.
Well, I gotta watch what I do with
him. Well, I know that.
Bobby,
yes.
Here's what I've done. I've gone right to one of the leaders of the basketball team, a guy very important, and pitched Dan Issel, Hall of Famer, all-time leading scorer at Kentucky, that he needs a ticket. And so this gentleman said, look, we don't get, I think it's 12 behind the bench, and then another 30, I think, or something, someplace else in the fog.
Well, it better not be one of those 30.
Well, you know,
I'll have my Kansas sweatshirt on.
Well,
it better be one of those 12 behind the bench.
Whatever ticket I get, I know he'll also have in his pocket a Kansas-given ticket from Kansas, given by Kansas, right?
If I take the Kansas option, I think I'm supposed to sit next to Tex Winter.
Oh, really?
That's what I've been told. Now, wow. I haven't seen that yet. So,
well, he was the coach, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he
was a great evaluator of talent.
Was he?
Yes.
It's not like
Dexter Dan Issel's a dinosaur. Oh.
What are you? What have you done? That just makes me angry. What is that person? He's a dinosaur. What's that person done? What are your credentials?
Nothing.
I text the ESPN 680 randomly and anonymously, and that's it.
Zach, let me ask you something.
That'd be like if I said Daryl Griffith is a dinosaur. No, he's not. Like, I recognize the greatness of Daryl Griffith. He's got bourbon bottles. My dad has a Dan Issel Maker's Mark bottle. He does. He's his all. Mike Pratt, Dan Issel, his all-time favorite.
So does Charlie Strong and Tom Jurich.
No, but the people know who they are. I mean, that's what I'm saying. But like people know who he is. And if you don't, then you're either stupid or no, you're stupid. I can't sugarcoat it anymore. Yeah. It's not that I'm putting on too strong, but
like you did one show with them.
I know, but that like we hit it off.
Oh.
Like, pretty well. We did.
I knew it. He thinks he's Issel's friend.
No, I don't think I'm his friend. I just, like, we got along really well. And it just, like, it would be like if, like, people, like, were bashing you or whatever. Like, I would take up for you. Or people bashing Jack. I'd take up for Jack. I would.
Would you take up for Mitch?
I do take up for Mitch.
Yeah. Strebel, this is the Strebel tweet. Here you go. You ready? That helped with the shot heard across the world. It's a real shame Kentucky men's basketball can't find a ticket behind the bench at Fog Allen for legend Dan Issel, but Kansas basketball can. A real travesty.
Strebel, he's a piece of work, that rascal is.
Well, but Strebel didn't know the whole story. The reason they couldn't find the tickets, because I didn't ask for any tickets. That's the reason they couldn't find one. It wasn't like I said, could you please get me a ticket? And they said, no. I knew you had stirred up something because late yesterday afternoon, I get a text from our friend TJ Beisner, who, of course, is head of the name, image, and likeness situation for the university. And he texted me. No, he called me. He called me and he said, do you need a ticket for Kansas? And I said, well, TJ, it's kind of been Mike and I have talked about it on the show. I said I would never ask Cal for anything, but I think that Mike might have talked to Chris, who runs the basketball operations for Cal. You got them all stirred up down there.
Boy, I did. The minute I walked into the arena and went back to the old press room to get some water for the game, a couple people came up to me and said, is Dan hurt? Is Dan mad? I said, what are you talking about? And then they told me that the controversy had gone out on Twitter. And I said,
well, who tweeted it out?
I think
you and I don't.
Didn't Strebel start it?
Yeah, Strebel started it.
What?
I'm going to make him give me the case of beer I bought him for going on the show.
Give it back. Absolutely. Well, that's awfully nice of Cal.
I have to read the
can we just pause? Do we have more? Because
Yes, we do.
Like, Dan Issel, they were talking about getting him a ticket.
Yeah.
Strebel got emotional, went on Twitter. We tried to stop him.
Yeah.
And you caused this massive, like, Strebel's one stupid text.
Yeah.
A guy named Round Daddy.
Yeah.
On Twitter caused a tweet from Cal. It caused people to work on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It caused all this pain and suffering and angst amongst people.
Yeah.
It put Mike Pratt in a terrible spot.
Yeah.
It kind of put Issel likes it. Issel likes it.
He does like
it.
Yeah,
but you know, Issel, you did this. I mean, we did this, but you really did this, and it's as proud as I've ever been.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. Besides the docket stuff,
yes,
it's as proud as I've ever been that we got John Calipari to answer
react.
A tweet from Round Daddy.
I have to read the John Calipari tweet. I think this is pertinent, all right? At 9:09 this morning, John Calipari tweeted, "Let me make it clear. I am in charge of this basketball program, and as long as I am in that position, Dan Issel will always be taken care of and have a seat wherever he wants. He can even sit in my seat if he wants. Dan is and always will be part of our family."
How about that? It's funny what a little controversy, a little joking between you and I.
You're right, Issel does love it.
Now, I think it's fair that I ask the athletic department for things, but their response has not been very good. So thank you to Cal. I appreciate that. The thing I appreciate most is it looks like I won't have to buy a Kansas sweatshirt.
Boy, I tell you what, I was sweating bullets, man, that I would look across the floor and there your big butt was in a Kansas sweatshirt. I was really sweating that.
You knew I wasn't wearing a Kansas sweatshirt. Now, if that was the best ticket, I would have sat in the Kansas ticket.
Why, sure.
But I wouldn't wear a Kansas.
No. It all worked out, and I knew Cal was going to
come
through.
Well, I don't know if it's worked out or not.
I
got to see where the ticket is.
Oh, now you're really being picky, man. There's like 15,000 seats in that place. It'll be jam-packed, and you might not go because you don't like your ticket. Oh, come on.
No, I'm going.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is if it isn't really good seat, I'll be in the Kansas seat.
Yeah.
So I texted Cal after the show on Thursday, and I said, I'm sorry for this nonsense that I made it very clear on the show Thursday morning that I had never asked you or anybody in the basketball department for a ticket to the Kansas game. And he texted back, and he said, "No problem." He said, "You can sit in my seat as long as I still get paid."
Yeah. I haven't heard that.
I mean, you.
I haven't
heard
that.
Because of you.
Yes.
Because of you, John Calipari and Dan Issel had a conversation.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah.
Well,
like, literally.
You work that afternoon show. Tell those morons that, to lay off.
Well,
I don't think it was Andy.
It was all Strebel. Strebel was the one that set things off online because he tweeted and added the UK basketball Twitter account.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
By the way, those idiots
in the afternoon got me in big trouble with my ticket for the Kansas game.
He texted me after the fact and apologized, said he hoped it didn't cause anybody any problems. But what blew my mind was earlier in the week.
Strebel did?
Yes.
Why didn't Strebel text me?
I think he's afraid of you.
I don't think he has your number.
Well, let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way, Jack. I guess Bobby has finally given in to the mono.
Now I'm just miserable because the Bengals might actually be good. I mean, honestly, I say this sometimes. If the Bengals are in the Super Bowl, I will not watch. I have a visceral reaction to the Bengals. I hate them.
Louisville Card Band 69 sitting in his broke-ass recliner watching. I'm not watching this. They still have on WHAS 11. That's the Kentucky station. That's the Wildcat station. I'm boycotting WHAS. I'm a wave man.
We lost. It wasn't good. You know, we didn't have our full complement of players, but
neither did anybody playing in a bowl game.
Air Force did. The Service Academies are pretty good at that. You know, like they don't have opt outs and.
Okay, we got to talk about your areas of opportunity, which sounds like a damn third grade report card. Like, are they good in math? Well, they have an area of opportunity in math. Well, that means they so suck at math, all right?
Well, yeah, sure.
Why can't you say areas to improve? Why do you have to say areas of opportunity?
Well, because they are opportunities.
And but come on. I don't even know where they are now. Why are you using euphemisms? Just say they sucked in these areas. Hopefully they get better next year.
How far away? I got to look up my areas of opportunity. Hang on.
Areas of opportunity. Opportunities for growth. No, I just saw it, you know, when you put it up there. And, of course, it was only every single facet of the football team. And I was just thinking.
Well, our defense is terrible.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the defense being bad. I'm absolutely astounded by how bad it was.
I like those sweet end of half plays. Those are sweet.
Oh, my God. Our end of half and end of games is remarkably terrible. Yeah, field goal kicking. Okay, what happened to James Turner? Can we talk about that now? Like, you know, I mean, we have 3 wins, you know.
Well, it's an area of opportunity for him for next
year. It is an opportunity to find somebody who can kick a ball through some uprights of a college football game at some point.
Stanford has no connection to Clint Hurt.
No, but Josh Hurt does. I mean, Josh Hurt was here, you know, during that time.
Yeah, but that's, you know, I mean.
Pick up the phone, call a guy you're looking for.
Yeah, but you're
going
to let your football coach hire the staff, aren't you?
I would think so, but, like, you know, we got to go get, you know, so whoever Scott Satterfield hires. I'm just making suggestions here.
Yeah. Texas says, are they going to fire Sat this week? No, they're not.
God, what is with people? What is with people? Who's that guy? I'm going to write that guy's number down.
Well, you know.
Having an offensive coordinator would be good. Was listening to The Drive maybe a couple of days ago when Jason was sitting in with Mark and Biscuit.
By the way, did you see the one texter that said, was listening to a national radio host talk about the Ravens, and he said that they were, in fact, snake-bitten this year. Look at Nick Kern. Just
yes, of course they were.
Cap's a good one, too.
Dude, that one took me forever to realize what that meant.
Like, there's no way you know what that means.
What is it?
Cap.
Like a baseball cap?
We should probably take a break here in a bit.
And then bet. Bet was the latest one. I was like, what the? What? I'm not betting you. What are you talking about? They're like, no, bet means like yes. And I was like, oh. And then I started using bet now, too.
I'm Lang. Pro, I guess, small-time weed dealer. I guess that's clean, too. There you go.
God. You won the mixtape.
I can't get out of here fast enough today.
Oh, just have this image. You're just driving around and seeing some dude
it's
selling dime bags, and you're just like, that man's stimulating the economy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Kern's booing the cops that's like trying to arrest some small-time drug dealer for getting arrested.
I mean, there's a lot of risk associated with it. There's no doubt. But I'm curious.
Kern's clock only goes to 11 because F12.
I might be completely wrong. That high caller might be very much right. I don't know.
If I can spit it out.
So I'm driving home, and I'm listening to First Take. What do they call that show?
The Take.
The Take with Sandy Sweezy and Schriebel. What's his first name?
James Schriebel.
James Schriebel.
Yeah.
One of the guys, and I'm gagging for his name, at that time was head coach of Nebraska. How does Sandy keep that that enthusiasm for 3 hours? I mean, he's like,
it's impressive.
He's like, he's, you know, had 10 5-hour energy drinks for the whole show. But
what do you call Sweeney Man, Sandy or
yeah? Isn't that his name, Sandy Sweezy?
Andy Sweeney.
Oh, Andy Sweeney. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. But, Jack, the question I have, they had some guest on, like, at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, Rob Doster from the Field of 68.
Yeah, yeah. And Strebel doesn't ask any questions. Andy, he conducts the whole interview. Won't they let Strebel ask any questions?
Occasionally.
He didn't ask that guy a question. Mike, I'm telling you, they interviewed this guy for 20 minutes yesterday.
say, and Strebel never ask a question. I don't know what the deal is there. I think they're afraid he's going to ask something stupid. Andy didn't think the football team was going to be very good next year at UK, and Strebel, and I agree with Strebel. I think they've got this program on a roll.
ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh, and 105.7 WHBE FM, Eminence Frank.
That skin's crawling. That just makes me angry.
I'm always worried to come.
Lord, I guess I went and broke their
family tradition.
I knew that would trip your trigger.
Why do you smoke? Why?
That ought to make the mixtape cream. That ought to make
Mark it down.
Yeah, good. Mark it.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, Oscar's only playing in the league if COVID continues.
Okay. I'm sorry. Malik Williams is going to be a number 3 draft pick. I'm sorry, you're right. Louisville has just better players. I mean, you know, Oscar Tshiebwe breaking records and National Player of the Week, and you know, talk about first team, second team, all American, and they want to limp in here with if the NBA has COVID, then Tshiebwe will shove. Your team sucks. I don't want to hear from you or any Louisville fan about basketball. You take your sweet little cute win over by 3, Georgia Tech on the road in an empty gym, and go play ball somewhere else. Go play at a middle school gym, because that's what your basketball team is. You're a middle school basketball team that wins game in middle school gyms. Congratulations. Rule the ACC, the worst conference in America. I'm not going to come with excuses. They should win this game. And it's a standard. Win the game. You want to be thought of as badasses in the SEC? Then beat a ranked team on the road. I'm not hiding. I come on here and I talk to people. This is what I do. I went on the air immediately after the game.
What a great sentence.
Immediately after the game for an hour and a half, and I talked about the loss. I don't hide. I'm not like you. I have to be here and show up and talk about it, and I do it with a smile on my face. I'm not some bum texter that texts from my phone sitting on my mom's couch in the basement.
All right, so where are we, Jack? It's 6:02. We probably got to get out of here. We can roll a couple over to next week.
Yeah, we'll do that because there's still a lot on there. Wow. But we'll go ahead and just go to
give
to
us a couple
one.
More. We'll give us a couple more. We'll get out of here.
All right. We'll
roll them over. Rolling.
There's the fact he allegedly has a gray penis.
Another texter, Strebel School getting the used smart boards that JCPS is
they're not used. They're brand new.
They have no idea. Me and Jack have no idea.
They're
brand.
They're absolutely 100% brand new. They came
in
boxes.
They are.
The public school or the private school? Who's the elitist right now?
The private schools.
Yeah, this is the all you talk about these elitist private schools. We got these elitist JCPS bums calling in. We got the right protected. We got the smart TV. You get to use smart boards. Who's elitist now? Who's elitist?
All right, let's do one more.
One more, and it's such an odd transition to Jenny Reese and horse racing.
It is.
It really is the oddest.
Yeah.
They're coming up next. We'll be back at it Monday at 3 o'clock. Last sound. Good job, Jack.
There's somebody you can go out and pay $1 million, get them to come here because you're paying about half that right now.
Clint Hurt and the Seattle Seahawks organization is about to make a whole coaching shift.
Mm-hmm.
And Clint Hurt's out there coaching Seattle, probably wants to stay in the NFL, but we know that guy gets dudes. And we know he's a really good defensive line coach. To me, that's a guy I circle, and I'm like, hey, Clint. You know, maybe you want to come back home. I hope you haven't sold your house. You know, maybe we can get you, a nice spot here in Louisville. We'll give you the Vince Mero deal. Okay, so we want you to go down there, and we want you to bring guys like B.J. DeBose, guys like John Miller, Charles Gaines up from Miami to Louisville. Call Nevin Shapiro. Tell him it's legal now. Okay, you know, whatever you got to do.